This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, after the first break, we're going to have somebody on with us that she's never been on the show before. But I was talking to her on Saturday, and she was telling me about her friends, a couple of her friends, that were paid $1,000 a day each to go up to Berkeley to drive probably about 8 hours easy, 8 or 9 hours, up to Berkeley to be part of the riots. And for those of you who think it doesn't happen, it does happen on a regular basis. You know, don't give me this holier-than-thou stuff from the left that you guys never do. And that's part of what's bothering me. And I don't care if you rip the Republicans and you rip this person, that person. I don't really, that stuff doesn't make me crazy. What does make me crazy, though, is how they're never wrong. In their mind, in their little Pollyanna world, in their little... Yeah, for me, there is no Tony Anna world, so get over yourself. In their little Pollyanna world, there is the Dems are always right. The Republicans are always wrong. When you bring up past history to them, they tell you that, you know, you talk about confusion. You know how they say there's gender confusion? There's definitely party confusion and logic confusion or something. Because when you bring up the fact that the party switched, or that it was the Republicans, conservatives, that actually gave women the right to vote, that voted to give women the right to vote, right? That voted to free the slaves, that fought to free the slaves. They'll tell you that the party switched, the platform switched, the people, but whatever. I don't even know what they're saying half the time. No, I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious when I say that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The people, but whatever. Shut up, will you? Who is that guy? Anyway, and they always use this bullpucky thing where they say, well, you know, just before Johnson and the party started doing things. I go, really? Because they were staunch Democrats. Jimmy Carter, this was your guy that was, he's been a Democrat all his life. Help me understand. He's been a Democrat all his life, Carter. Right? Probably one of the biggest racists on the face of the planet that's ever served in government. When he was on a school board in the 50s as a Democrat. He refused to approve a school built for the Negro community because it was on the same side of the street as kids, white kids. And he was concerned that the kids would have to walk on the same side of the sidewalk at the same time. Oh my God. We can't have that. Now, can you imagine if that came out of the mouth of a Ronald Reagan, a Donald Trump, or Joe Messina? You guys would be having a fit. Even PETA would be sacrificing cats out in front of my house. That's how bad it would get. So I'm tired of the hypocrisy. I'm tired of the line. I'm tired of the games that the left plays. So I may not be able to pull this off in a little time I have here. So the do I want to do this? Yeah, I'm going to do it. I got a call. I'm a trustee of a school board. I got a call that a teacher, and I get these calls on a regular basis, but this one, this young person was smart enough, was astute enough to take notes. It was really cool. So they knew what was said, they knew when it was said, they knew how it was said and how it was laid out. The teacher, of all the things the teacher said, the teacher did not get one, not one thing did the teacher get right was true or factual. The teacher said, one of the things that the teacher said, was the current Congress is the most white, Christian male Congress ever. That it is the least diverse Congress that we've ever had. But according to the government and others, the 115th Congress will be, you ready for this one? It will be the most racially diverse Congress in history. So what do you do with a history teacher? What do you do with a government teacher who can't get the simple stuff right? Who can't even take the time to go look it up? Now, this new Congress had to take, this new Congress that took office in January, it's going to be the most diverse Congress in history. Record number of Hispanics, record numbers of African Americans, Asian Americans, and women of color will serve on this board, on this legislature. Most of the racial, gender, and religious diversity will be represented by Democrat lawmakers in the House and Senate, even though the party is the minority of both chambers. The Congress will be overwhelmingly white and male compared to the overall population. And the number of women serving in the House and Senate is flat. 14 women won election for the first time, but those gains will be offset by the number of female lawmakers who are leaving at the end of this year. You see, they get all up in arms that, well, the numbers they're not diverse. They don't show what's going on in the community. Well, show me the races where you actually had a black and a white person running against each other. Show me the races where you had women running and they lost. Show me those races. They're not coming out in the same numbers. So get them pumped up. Get them to come out. Get them to run. And all will be well. You can't blame it on us when your people aren't stepping up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I tell you how to... Listen, you get to hear it right from the horse's mouth. And you can really get a feel for what we believe and how we believe and why we believe what we believe. And if you're already on my page... Instead of arguing with people using the party line or spewing the party line, which will never get you anywhere but ridiculed, I give you ammunition, if you would. I give you facts that you can deal with in talking to people on the left and trying to have a conversation. If you can't have a conversation, just move on to the next thing. Really, I got nothing else for you at that point. Anyway, as I was telling you earlier, one of the companies that we do business with, Stark Social Media. They, one of the co-owners, if you would, co-founders, is of Hispanic descent. And I said it was a she, so I don't believe she identifies as a she. I think she actually is a she. So she's a female Hispanic. And she is doing well in America, where we're so nasty, we're so terrible, we don't care about people. But she was telling me this Saturday when we were sitting around talking, she was telling me about a couple of friends of hers, or a couple of people that she knows, that actually were paid to go, they call it protesting, I call it rioting, so you call it what you want, to go up north and partake of what was going on there. And now, I think it's great that we're able to create jobs. I think it's terrible that we're actually tearing up personal property. Anyway, let me welcome her to the show. Deanna Miller's with me. She is the co-founder. You know, I lost it, but I'll get it back later on. You are the co-founder and
marketing director.
There you go.
Stark Social. Stark Social Media.
There you
yeah.
go. And it's and
that's me.
Yeah. Well, hey, no, I think it's a great. First of all, I have no creativity whatsoever, so this is really good to be able to talk to you from time to time. But I think it's interesting. You know, all we ever hear about, and you and I were talking. You're not a millennial, right? You're an Xer, right?
I'm an official Xer. Yeah, I fall right in the middle.
Okay, but you deal a lot. You know, you're in the creative world, so I imagine you deal a lot too with. With the millennials, if you would.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the number one things I get asked all the time is by clients, like, how do we reach that younger audience? What do we do? So it's a big part of the job.
Sure. All right. So as we were talking, though, I don't want to do with the riot stuff yet first. I want to just get an idea. I want people to get an idea of who you are, kind of your family roots, and why it's such a big deal that you're in this country, you've got a company that you co-own with someone, and you are living, for all intents and purposes, you are living the path of the American dream. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I, when people ask me nuts and bolts of it, I get asked a lot because there are certain, you know, to certain people, I look a certain way. I get asked if I'm Greek a lot. I get asked if I'm Italian a lot. You know, my mother was born to an American-born man of Mexican descent, and then her mother is from Mexico. My mom came here, you know, as a young child. Dad decided he wanted to live here. He was born in Oklahoma, wanted to come and, you know, be a part of the community that he was born into. And my dad is of Irish descent, same type of thing, you know, came here looking for opportunity, decided to put their roots down someplace where they could start fresh. And that's kind of the, you know, how I was raised. You know, we talked about it on Saturday is, you know, you work hard, you put a lot of effort into what you do, you blood, sweat, tears, heart and soul, and you'll be rewarded as long as you continue to maintain a path of, you know, truth and honesty with yourself. And, you know, having integrity, being honest, working hard and doing exactly what you want to do. And that's what I've done is I've worked really hard, went to school, did a lot of, you know, nose to the grindstone, working for other people. And now I work for myself.
Well, you know, and I like to have fun like this sometimes. And I say, well, you know, you're a woman. We've kept you down. It's taken you a lot longer to do it. And, you know, because you're Hispanic, you've even got a double whammy. We really want to keep you out. But I tell people, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what nationality you are. I really don't. I think if you really, truly focus and you're honest, you said it, you used the words, if you're a person of integrity, if you honestly work at this stuff, you can succeed. There's nothing really to stop you. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree. I mean, 100%. I mean, I think the thing is, like, I have a younger sister who is, I think, an inspiration to me, myself, my son, who she has done the same exact thing. She works for, you know, she works for Fortune 500 companies. She's got this amazing job and career. And I think that you can't, I mean, making excuses is just one way to bring yourself down and keep yourself from being successful. You know, so I think that the harder you work, it's the more successful you can be. And I think it's just, you know, I could use being Hispanic as an excuse. I could use being a woman as an excuse. I could have continued to work for companies I didn't believe in, but I built my own that I believe in. And we work with people all over the world, all different types of, you know, organizations, nonprofits, small businesses, startups. I mean, you can do anything that you want as long as you stop making excuses.
And the beauty behind what you're doing is you're actually going in and helping other people grow their businesses. And you've done it, and you've done it from what other people would perceive. I won't talk politics, but from other you know, walks of life, ways of life, or whatever, would look and say, no, no, everything's against you. You have no way to succeed. So I think that brings a lot, that my personal opinion, I think that brings a lot to the table. I think that shows your ability to push through, and I think that's I personally believe that that's a big deal, you know?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Joe.
So I want to get into, we may have to hit it, we will hit it and then do it more on the other side of the break, but I want to talk a little bit about, you were talking about some people that you know. This isn't a story that you heard 12th hand. Some people that you know, because, well, you know, hey, I got a friend that got a friend who knows two guys that knew a guy that actually went up and, right, we're not talking that.
Right, right.
You know, and they actually were paid $1,000 a day to go up and protest in Berkeley. You know, we're being told that these are grassroots protests. These are protests because people are just fed up. And I've been saying I don't believe it. You're going to bring some light to this, and apparently you know firsthand that that that's not necessarily the case here. They got paid to do a job, and they were willing to do it, correct?
Yeah, and I think that the thing to point out is that I think there's a difference between the grassroots protesters, the people who are actually there to say, this is not okay, we don't agree with this, we don't believe in this. I think there's two separate entities here that got mixed in together, and one of them would be people who are paid to incite, I mean, violence. Nuts and bolts of it is it's violence.
Okay.
They're, you know, breaking windows, they're smashing cars,
Indiana?
They're being violent against authorities. Yes.
I believe in, I'm a believer in capitalism, so we're going to go for a quick commercial. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about grassroots versus mercenaries. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please stay involved in the conversation. I really mean that. Whether it's with me, whether it's, find somebody you really like and really get some information from them. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to have some real fun with some. You know, I'm not a believer. I don't push these boycott things, but I very much do believe, money makes the world go round, right? So the Dilbert creator, Scott Adams, has said that he's going to stop donating to his alma mater, UC Berkeley. All right? Again, those people have lost their minds. We have problems on college campuses across the country. We need to get back to these kids, these young people. Well, I'm going to call them kids because they're acting like kids. These young people truly learning their art, learning their craft, learning how to be doctors and lawyers and that kind of thing, and not learning how to protest and then begging the teachers for extra credit or a couple extra days to take the test because you know, I had a protest. And if you're protesting, well, you really don't want to study your course or your craft. God forbid you should do that. But you got the only way to get these colleges to wake up is to hurt them financially because they're used to spending like a bunch of drunk sailors home for the weekend in San Diego. Really, just amazing. All right, so I have, as I was telling you earlier, when we talk about these protests, I don't call them protests. I call them riots. When you start tearing apart property that isn't yours, it's a riot. You know, you wouldn't want to have a protest. Go look at what they did in the 60s. Those people knew how to protest. And you don't get your point across. You actually bury your whole point when the police have to be called in, when the fire department has to be called in. We don't even know what you're arguing about. Now all we know is that you're tearing apart other people's property. You lose it all. And then nobody cares because you're just a bunch of thugs at that point. So I've asked Deanna Miller to join me from Stark Social Media. We work together, if you would. We do some projects together. But she also has some friends or some acquaintances that she knows that were actually paid $1,000 a day to go up there and protest. We were just starting to get into that before the stupid commercials hit, but, got to pay the bills, right? All right, they're not stupid. My producer's going, shh, don't say that. Okay. No, commercials are wonderful. Just watch the Super Bowl. It's great. Okay.
We love commercials.
I know. Well, yes. Okay. So you were starting to comment on the grassroots efforts that really aren't grassroots efforts at all.
Yeah, so a little bit of background. In college, you know, I had some beliefs in terms of things that were, you know, happening in the Los Angeles community. I was, you know, highly embedded in peaceful protests. I took my time to make sure I researched and did things. So that's how I became acquainted with the people that were posting, you know, about like winning this, you know, winning the riot, winning the protest. And I was curious and concerned because whenever I injected myself into something, I made sure that I understood what was happening. I made sure that, you know, everything that I was doing was peaceful. And what I think happened, and this is just my two cents, is, you know, there is always an opportunity for a peaceful protest. You know, my mom had several examples to share with me. We discussed it, of things that she participated in when she was in high school in the, you know, early 70s. And those were legitimate, you know, marches, protests. I think what ends up happening is we've taken the concept of a protest, and like you said, we've created jobs. It's become an opportunity for special interest groups to inject their process into it by paying people to incite violence, to make things look and appear worse and tragic and scary, so that we're terrifying all of these people. We're wasting time. We're wasting money. I mean, like you said, it goes from a protest when the fire department, the police have to show up and riot gear. People are being arrested. I don't remember ever protesting anything and getting arrested. I mean, I never broke anybody's garage. I never, you know, set anybody's car on fire. I never took a Starbucks and smashed the windows in.
Deanna,
you know, I think,
Deanna, in D.C., the poor guy, did you hear a story about the limo driver? They set his limo, they smashed it and then set it on fire. The poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Muslim immigrant. And he's like, well, wait a minute, you're supposed to be protecting me. Why did you burn my limo? Right? Just to me. Anyway, go ahead.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, and I think those are the kinds of stories that come out where, you know, these you know, protests, and I say them with air quotes, protests, are, you know, hurting the people that they're supposed to be trying to help. You know, I mean, whether or not these people, the Berkeley protesters, you know, the peaceful protests would have done anything, would have made any difference if the rioters hadn't shown up. I hope it would have. But we don't get to find these things out because you have this mentality of smash and grab that has taken over everything. When we don't like something, when we don't agree with something, when we're upset about something, all of a sudden it's smash and grab. I get to do whatever I want because I'm ticked off and I'm angry. And I just don't see that. And then finding out that people were legitimately paid, and being told that, you know, those kids up there in Berkeley don't know how to, you know, quote unquote, get shit done. Like, that, like, how do you know? Maybe they would have educated people on why they were upset. Maybe it's a good opportunity for us to discuss freedom of speech with our kids and say, you know, he has the right to speak and say what he wants, and we have the right to disagree with him or agree with him. The conversation never got started because there was that smash and grab mentality.
Yeah, but we're at the point now, you know, you and I've talked about this before. You know how I feel. I don't think we're now Democrats or Republicans. We're not Americans anymore. Mm-hmm. And now my rights or what I believe is smarter than what you believe, and mine is more righteous than yours. And I don't care that, you know, who did they riot? They rioted, for all intents and purposes, a gay man who sleeps with black men, which is, how much more free do you want? How much more diversity do you want? But the fact that he was a conservative and the fact that he doesn't believe probably in a majority of some of the principles they believe in, I'll just say the other side, is what seemed to make it okay to rip this event apart, to make this event what it was, correct?
And that seemed like it, you know? That's what it's okay for us to violently protest disagreeing with somebody now. And on top of it, people are getting paid to violently protest something mm-hmm. that they disagree with or may not even disagree with. I mean, it's like, you know, I was talking about it with my partner, is that it's, what if they don't agree with what the protest is about? What if they're just being paid to show up? It's a job. It's, and I, I compared it to, you know, getting being registered with Central Casting in Hollywood. You're being paid to be an extra. You may not like the movie when it comes out, but you're being paid to do a job.
Right.
And I think that's where it completely changes the game and annihilates the possibility of a conversation or an argument if you disagree.
There were a couple of news sources that actually posted pieces online, video online, to show honest-to-God grassroots protesting against Donald Trump. Now, they were small. They weren't minuscule, don't get me wrong, but they were small, probably, you know, 100 people kind of thing, holding up signs and that kind of stuff, peaceful, and getting their point across. People were actually, the reporters weren't afraid to walk up and start asking them questions, where I saw in the other group where reporters were walking up, the people being interviewed were getting pepper sprayed. I'm talking about the pro-Trump supporters were being pepper sprayed by either paid protesters or anti-Trump protesters, what have you. That doesn't open up dialogue. Mm-hmm. It helps nothing. It actually, if anything, it's like throwing gasoline in an open flame. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I talked about it with somebody else, another mom that I'm friends with, and we said, you know, it's like when your kid has a temper tantrum. You know, it doesn't solve anything. You're not going to get what you want from me. I'm not going to, you know, bend to your will because you've decided to, you know, cry and, you know, throw your fists against the ground. It's not, you know, the violent anti-Trump, you know, whatever. Anybody who throws violence into the mix, to me, they don't have a right to try and have a conversation.
No, it's
with
over.
They're
done.
Also good.
Yep. Yeah.
It's done. Like, I'm not going to talk to you. Especially if you're hurting people physically, pepper spray, any kind of violence. I mean, I've seen so much stuff, and I honestly, we've talked about it. You know, I didn't, you know, I'm not pro-Trump person pre-election. I didn't vote for him, but I don't see the reason to, you know, knock out a Trump supporter at a rally. I don't see the reason to put someone in the hospital just because they disagree with you.
We are going to go for another quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going
to
sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at Portable Solar LLC. Or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator. Energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
First of all, I got to say, I love you guys on the Facebook page. I mean that sincerely. At first, it was a little tough, but now you get it. This is a show that believes in capitalism. We got to pay the bills. The ads aren't necessarily for Facebook, but they go out over the terrestrial stations, and they, you know, I don't really have a way to cut them out unless you just want to listen to nothing for like 4.5 minutes, or we could do me singing, in which case we'd lose everybody. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, read some of the articles that are up there. We've got some great writers you could comment on. And you could also buy my book. Yeah, I got to buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years is in that book, and I tell you how to deal with it. You get to hear it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak, although I hate that term, but hey, got to use it anyway. And if you really don't care about having my autograph, why you'd want it, I really honestly don't know, because it's not the same one I use on my checking account. So you want to go up to Amazon, and Amazon will get it out to you faster. It's easier, cleaner, and faster at Amazon. You get the Kindle version, the whole nine yards. I appreciate the support you've already given me. I really do. And keep up the good work, but go back and do the, what do they call it, the reviews. Make sure you go back and do a review. And I may surprise you guys, because in a couple of months, I may go back and just pick a review And you may win something for free. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I've asked Deanna Miller to join me. We worked together. No, not the same company. She has Stark Social Media. She's one of the co-founders at Stark Social Media. And she's also, you know, she works a lot with millennials. She works a lot with companies that are trying to grow their businesses. And we were talking about all this protesting / rioting going on. And, you know, it's amazing to me the damage that's being done in the name of quote-unquote freedom, in the name of love, in the name of making the country stronger. Because it always makes the country stronger when you start smashing the windows of Starbucks and CVS and you light those places on fire and you pepper spray people that don't think like you do. It always makes for a stronger, more patriotic country, don't you think? Anyway, Deanna, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Of course, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, you know, millennials see me coming and they run away, but they don't do that to you. You've worked with millennials. You work with them at other country companies and what have you. And, you know, I have a real fear right now with millennials and younger people as a whole. And that is they've been fed so much misinformation for many years now. I think part of these riots, protests, what have you, even though some of them are paid protesters, some of them aren't. And the violence that you're seeing are from some people, they're frustrated, they're angry. This is kind of the only way they know how to lash out. The millennials are a whole different breed, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. I think I have maybe come across a handful in my experience the last 5 years. I've been, you know, working independently as my own, you know, entity. That have really impressed me in some way, but the majority of the people that I end up coming across that are, you know, fall in the millennial bracket, they just have their own agenda when it comes to, and I don't mean that they're looking to accomplish anything. They have their own agenda in that they have certain things that they need to make sure that they get done on a regular basis, and they don't care how it affects their professional lives or their personal lives to be frank, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I've worked with a bunch, and I've hired a few to be my assistant, and I say a few because I don't think we've ever really had anybody who's lasted past, you know, a few months was, I think, the longest, because something else ends up being of dire importance that must be handled, and then, you know, the next thing you know, they're posting on Instagram that they're at the beach.
But this is... This is the norm for them, right? I mean, this is kind of like, you know, about 8 years ago and 9 years ago, I was talking to a bunch of friends of mine that were still in the technology business, and they were telling me, you know, it's changed, and not even a technology standpoint, he said, but it's changed because it used to be guys like me, I would come in and sit down, and we'd be talking about the job, and one of the first things you ask is what? What's my salary? What are the benefits? How much, you know... So I can, you know, I got a family and I'm, you know, I need this information. And he was telling me that one of the last questions asked is how much are going to get paid. He said among the first questions asked are what kind of time, you know, what kind of time frame do I have to work in? Can I get out earlier? Can I, you know, do I have more of this time or that time? Because exactly that. They want to be able to go to the beach. Right. They want to be able to go hang out with their friends. The work thing is just a minor inconvenience, right?
Oh, absolutely. We were talking about this on the break, is that, you know, I email interviewed back and forth with one young lady who was very nice. She actually had a really great resume, and, you know, she's a great writer, apparently. But the conversation went to, you know, she wanted a part-time job, because I asked her, I said, what's your end game with getting a part-time job? Because this is part-time with the potential to be full-time. And her response was very candid of, you know, she wants a part-time job because she's looking to maintain her personal wellness. And I didn't understand what that meant.
You mean her personal beachness, right? Is that what you meant? Yeah. Wellness meant she wanted to make sure that the color brown skin that she had would stay the same so she could go to the beach every other day. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and then there was yoga. You can't forget the yoga. Like, I personally love yoga, but... I'm not going to be like, no, hey, I know I have a packed day of stuff to do for clients, but there's this class that I really need to go to. So, I mean, there were a lot of things that she had on her list of personal wellness. But, I mean, I came from, you know, growing up in the family that I grew up in. You know, my dad worked the same job for 35 years. My mom worked as a teacher for 30 years. you know, it wasn't one of those things where it was like, I think I'm going to try this year. This sounds like this is going to be the thing for me. You know, I've got this, you know, I've got to get my work done. I've got to get things in place and then I can play and have fun because I've worked and I've done everything that I need to do and I've earned the time sitting on the couch watching TV with my family or going out to dinner. But I think a lot of it, you know, I talked to somebody yesterday. We were having a great conversation about, you know, you meet the parents of some of these kids and it's so obvious where it came from. You know, they've been handed everything. You know, I didn't get handed a car. You know, I had a friend of mine who was telling me her 15-year-old, you know, was given a car for his birthday. He doesn't even have his license yet.
Oh, wow.
And so you look at the patterns and the things that are happening and it's, you know, they're not given any kind of responsibility. They don't have to do anything. Mom drives them, you know, to school from the time they're, you know, first grade to, you know, graduating with their associate's degree, maybe. It's a whole other,
you know,
group of things.
I make fun. I have been making fun of millennial boys and maybe even some Gen X boys, but mostly millennial boys. I say, you know, this is hilarious. When I was a kid, one of the driving forces when you're a guy is to get that car. You want to get the car. You want to soup it up or clean it up or whatever it is you want. But you got to get your license. Well, you know, I've noticed over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years when I talk to these young boys, they don't want a license. They don't want a car. They don't want that kind of responsibility. And as they're telling me that, who pulls up? Their girlfriend in a car, obviously has her driver's license, picking him up. Ladies. Tell your daughters to knock this stuff off. They're not the slaves to these young boys that are out there. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
But no,
doesn't that make you... It's not a role play thing, if you would. It's just a matter of you're allowing these young men to, I don't know, to not understand responsibility. Not, you know, getting the car teaches you so many things. It teaches you about, you know, maintenance and how to take care of it and make sure your insurance is paid. And there's so many things that you learn how to do in owning a car. What are we doing to our kids, Deanna?
Oh, it's a hilarious thing for me to see how many kids have nicer cars than I do. because I drive what's a logical car for my family. You know, I'm not out there, you know, driving a fancy sports car. And there's kids that live in our neighborhood that are driving up like better, fancier cars than I do. And it's just the thought process is like, well, you know, I earned it because mom said so. But I agree with you. I think one of the things I'm trying to teach my son is that, you know, you're not going to get a car handed to you. You're going to have to work for it like I did. I had to earn my car. I had to, you know, the same thing with clothes. If I wanted to wear clothes that I wanted to wear as a 14, 15-year-old, I had to get a job and pay for them because my mom wasn't going to spend her money on the stuff I liked. And that was just the rule of the house. So.
And now you hate your parents for that, right?
I know. They're so mean. I never see them. Actually, I see them every weekend and every other day during the week. They're...
We're running out of time, and I say that to people all the time. Who wants an 8-year-old best friend? Your kids should not be your best friends, okay? Do your job, and when they get older, you will be their best friends. They will come back. They'll be looking for guidance and help. At 8 or 9, you don't want that as a best friend. Let me tell you what, okay? Deanna, tell people how to find you. You got an elevator speech. You got 10 seconds to the next floor. Go.
Yeah, we have a website you can go to. StarkSocial.com is our website. We have a podcast that we have some help with from somebody really awesome. The SocialLifePodcast.com is our podcast. You can check it out. It's all about marketing tips and tricks and ideas. And then you can find us on social media. We're on Instagram at StarkSocial is the handle and Facebook, Facebook.com/StarkSocial.
Thanks a lot for being with me tonight. I appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, Williams College recently hosted a day workshop on power and privilege. On how white students get away with so much more. And your tax dollars are paying for it. Isn't that great? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a few minutes.